Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into something pretty intense.
We are. We're looking at the experience of a WWII dive bomber pilot.
Yeah, and our guide, our sort of lens for this, is a poem. It's #1411, A WWII Dive Bomber by Rob Sienna.
It's quite a powerful piece. Our goal here is really to get inside the head, understand the psychological, the physical toll this job took.
Exactly. Not just the history books, but the feeling of it.
Precisely. And this poem, well, it doesn't hold back. It throws you right into that lived reality. It's raw.
It really does. Straight away, you get bloody hell holding fast at battle stations. You feel that tension immediately.
That phrase, holding fast,
Yeah.
it suggests this constant, grinding need for vigilance.
No room to relax, not for a second.
None. They just suppress everything, just focus. Because they were, as the poem says, counted on to screamingly tear apart the enemy.
Such a brutal, direct description of their purpose.
No ambiguity there, it's stark.
And then it gets even more visceral. It took iron balls to dive 400 miles an hour down into a fiery wall, the end of things everywhere.
Wow. Yeah, iron balls. That captures the sheer guts needed.
It's more than just courage, isn't it? It's deliberately flying into, well, into hell.
Into that fiery wall. That's the flak, the anti-aircraft fire. Imagine diving straight down that fast into that.
Unbelievable. And the speed, 400 miles an hour.
It highlights how precise they had to be, but also how incredibly dangerous it was. There was just no margin for error, unlike, say, high-level bombing.
Right, this was up close and personal.
Extremely and strategically vital, the bomb brings that up. Counted on to soften a Pacific Island coast prior to invading.
So they were the tip of the spear, basically, preparing the way.
Absolutely. The ground troops, the Marines, the Army, their success, maybe even their survival, often depended on these pilots hitting their targets.
That's a heavy weight to carry.
Immense. And the poem connects that directly. Shipbound soldiers on their way fixing bayonets, hoping that your mission succeeds.
Oh man, you can just picture it, knowing those guys are waiting, counting on you not to mess up.
It puts the individual pilot's actions into this much larger context of life and death for many others.
And the poem doesn't shy away from the results either. You deliver ordnance leveling the coast, blowing all the pinheads there to grungy smithereens.
It's graphic language, intentionally so, I think.
Yeah, it drives home the sheer destructive power involved, leveling the coast.
It reflects the brutal reality of what was needed or what was perceived as needed to win those island campaigns.
But it wasn't just about the battlefield, was it? There was pressure from home, too.
Right. The poem says, counted on by loved ones to return and be victorious, an undeniable hero.
The undeniable hero. That's a complicated image.
Very. How do you reconcile the blowing pinheads to smithereens part with being that shining hero people want you to be?
Especially when you get back. That must have been difficult.
Hugely difficult. Internally, you're dealing with the terror, the things you saw, the things you did. But externally, there's this expectation.
And the poem touches on how they managed that terror during the missions. Shrugging off horrendous terror, not the slightest room for error.
That ability to compartmentalize, to push down the fear, it's extraordinary psychological fortitude.
It had to be, because any error could be fatal.
Not just for you, but potentially for the mission, for the soldiers waiting.
And then there's the image of the plane itself. In some eerie silver sliver, a WWII dive bomber.
Yeah, eerie silver sliver. It makes the aircraft sound almost fragile, vulnerable.
Which is ironic given the destruction it delivers. But it emphasizes the human inside that machine.
Exactly. The pilot strapped into this thin metal shell facing unbelievable danger.
So if we pull it all together, what does this poem tell us about being a dive bomber pilot? What's the essence?
Well, I think it shows this incredible, almost unique blend of things. You needed raw physical courage to face that fiery wall.
Right, the iron balls.
You needed exceptional technical skill, flying that precisely under that kind of fire.
Nerves of steel.
And profound psychological resilience to handle the terror, the pressure, the responsibility for destruction, and for the lives of your comrades.
All while carrying the hopes of people back home.
It was an immense burden, operating right at the sharpest edge of warfare.
A really demanding, complex role. It leaves you thinking, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Here's something to maybe mull over. We talked about the pressure, the destruction, the hero expectation. How do you think reconciling those things, being the destroyer and the awaited hero, affected these pilots long term after the war was over?
That's a deep question. The internal conflict must have been significant for many.
Yeah. Something to consider about the human cost beyond just the battlefield.